Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, Happy New Year's, everyone. It's a new decade. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. I'm so excited to be joining you on this day, this 1st of January. And I want to just mention that this is our 10th year recording the Vero Insider. It's my 8th year with the amazing team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Local, long distance, nationwide moving interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. So as you make some resolutions or some plans for the new year, should you need help with any of the heavy lifting, perhaps you just want to be able to move some things around and plan for some spring cleaning, or you're doing a full pack and move, our team at White Glove would be honored to assist. It's always a free estimate. Mention the show, you get some special pricing. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. This is the time of year, if you're thinking about a change, to sit down for this complimentary consultation and let the Caliber team tell you what realistically you can afford, so you're comfortable in your payments and you can own your home, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, your first home, you're looking at exploring veteran benefits and more. There's all sorts of programs in place as we come into 2020 that you will be excited to learn about. And if you haven't had a chance to visit Kitty and check out her all new menu, Downtown Vero Beach, the Blue Star, you are missing out. It is delicious. She's open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 o'clock to close. Always live music, fresh ingredients, always locally sourced. And of course, on that same note, as you make your new resolutions, if you are interested in being more healthy this year, especially as we get started in January, visit Queen Bee's Produce right there at the intersection of 16th Street and 14th Avenue, Main Street. She has fresh inventory every day, lots of specialty items, and she's just a delight to work with. We always want to support local business. It's right next door to the high school in that round-looking building. Visit Queen Bee's Produce. Mention the show. You won't be disappointed, I promise. Now, here in the studio, I'm so excited. I, myself, am an Indian River State College graduate, and I have just been seeing the leaps and bounds that this amazing school is bringing to our local area. And so sitting beside me here today is our provost, Mr. Casey Lunsford of the Indian River State College Mueller campus. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I am so glad that you're here, because for the spring session, mm-hmm. we're just days away from commencing. And this is a great time to capture some of our listenership and get them excited about some of the new programs and offerings, and for them to be able to share that with their loved ones. So let's delve in a little deeper if we can, because spring semester starts on the 8th.
It does. We are currently getting ready to come back on January 6th for staff. So if anybody's interested in still registering for courses, we are open Monday the 6th. And the 7th, but classes start on Wednesday the 8th, at least our full-term sessions.
Okay.
And so it's not still too late, because we also have 12-week sessions and we have 8-week sessions that start in March. So you might think, gosh, I don't have time to come down and do all these things. Well, yes, you do. We are always open. We're always starting new classes. We're trying to be very flexible. Saturday morning classes is very, very popular now at our campus.
Oh, sure, especially if you're a working professional.
And yeah. That's what we've adapted. And that's the flexibility of a community college, state college. We can adapt to the workforce needs. We can adapt to the changing tides. And with the economy being so good and so many people working, they're not necessarily going to come to school 8 to 5 or 8 to 3, you know, during a day session.
Good point.
They come in the evening. And we've loaded up on Saturday mornings. We are the king of the campuses on Saturday. all the other campuses combined maybe have 150 students, and we're running 180 to 200 students every Saturday morning.
Wow.
So we found that niche market for the young professional. We started out with that thought process 3 years ago. We had 2 classes. And spring semester, I believe we have 16 classes on Saturday morning. And they're an 8-week session. So you can come Saturday morning from 8 to noon and finish 2 classes and turn around and take 2 more classes. And all of a sudden, you're a full-time student. And you're progressing at your pace quicker and getting through the process. So those are some of the innovative things we're doing. We also have changed our night schedules. So if students are interested in coming to class at night, we actually have a 4 to 6:30 and now a 6:30 to 9. So you can get off of work maybe a little early. You can knock out 2 classes in one night versus only 1 class. The old way was like 5:30 to 8.
Right.
And so you're rushing from work and you're only getting 1 class. And So again, trying to maximize and be efficient with students' time, because that's really what we're competing with today. We're competing with their time. And so being aware of that and being flexible and having faculty rewrite curriculum and content to fit those different formats is really something we're always striving to do.
Now, with that being said, there is an opportunity for a number of online courses too. Not only can you register online, mm-hmm. you can pick the classes that you want that you know is going to get you the accreditation you need for your programming.
Absolutely.
Yet there's also an opportunity to learn online.
Well, and that is one of the, well, if not the major impetus in change in higher education, it certainly is one of the driving forces. A few years ago, we maybe had 15% of all our classes online. Fall semester, we had 30% of our classes
more
online.
More than double. Wow, that's
yes.
wonderful.
And we are still going to keep expanding that, again, for mm-hmm. the convenience of our students. These little things called smartphones and laptops make
You're
it so much
accessible.
More accessible. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something the college is really getting into, and particularly for our region. You know, we were talking off air that we go from Stuart to Sebastian out to Okeechobee. We serve this entire region, and so as people are driving, as they're flexible, they got a few hours here or there, they can do the work there, not necessarily make it to that 8 a.m. or 2 p.m. or 6 p.m. course. So online learning is extremely popular with our students. We actually will be doing proctored U type scenario this semester where students can actually take their tests at home. Again, traditionally, they've had to come to one of the campuses to do their
Correct.
Assessments.
Mm-hmm.
We are now offering that in an environment so that if they can't get to a campus, they can take their tests. There will be a fee with that. But we're experimenting with that to see how popular that is Ooh. In our region. It's very popular across the country. But again, with quality and then keeping the integrity and quality of classes, you need to have that proctoring going on that somebody's verifying. So again, we continue to expand that. I would tell you in the next 10 years or so, you'll probably see us grow to 40, maybe 45% of our classes all online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, there are five campuses, mm-hmm. five main campuses, if you will. And there's also satellite
sites.
Learning
mm-hmm.
sites.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that, because we're blessed to have a number of those right here in Indian River County.
We are. There are five campuses. Our main campus is in Fort Pierce. Of course, that's where all the administration takes place and all the infrastructure is located there.
And it's a beautiful campus, by the way.
It is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. A lot of folks from the Midwest or Northeast, they see community college, state college, they think of a technical school and, you know, it's an option, but not the university scenario. But when you come down to our main campus, we have a lot of people go, wow. It's
right.
a small...
It's a lot of buildings. It's a lot of activity.
Well, and we take great pride in the way they look. We take great pride nice. In the safety. We feel from our president, Dr. Massey, all the way down, if the campus looks good and we maintain it, students feel better about themselves. It's a safer environment. It's more collegial. And we want them to feel comfortable.
Yes.
And so if you get down to Fort Pierce, if you get a chance to go to the main campus, it's huge. There's over 60 buildings, over 500, I think 450 acres total. It's a small liberal arts university mindset, if you have that Northeast comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's our main campus. Then we have a campus. Vero Beach was the second campus created in 1976. We have one in Stuart. We have one in Okeechobee. And our newest one, but our largest satellite site, is in Pruitt campus, which is in Port St. Lucie, just because of the population.
Yes.
Up
it's
here in Indian River
one
County,
of the fastest growing cities.
It is.
In all
of
Florida.
Mm-hmm. And up here in Indian River County, we've been in Sebastian for almost 13 years now. Dr. Katie Nall is our program director for us at the Mueller campus, and that's kind of her pet project. She's developed it. She's grown it. We have about 180 to 200 students a semester taking classes in Sebastian. It's located at the old elementary school site.
I actually took some classes there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
adorable.
It is. I just taught a class this semester on Monday night up there, and to hear the squeaky wood and all
oh,
that,
yeah.
it's just kind of cool. But still has all the technology. I mean,
oh, yes.
everything there. And then a year and a half or so ago, we opened a site in Fellsmere, much along the same line as Sebastian, in the city hall there, which was an old school. And so on the third floor there, we offer GED and ESL classes, and soon to come would be credited classes. We started to put some programs in Fellsmere for those residents. So again, we keep expanding those opportunities, and I'm a firm believer in the old motto that we need to go where the students are, not
sure.
necessarily drive them to us. You know, surprisingly, a lot of people don't have transportation. They don't have options to get to the Mueller campus. So we are continuing to do our outreach and grow where we think, A, it's long-term, sustainable, but also gets us closer to the community that needs our help.
Well said. And the programming is changing and evolving, tapping into a little bit more of some workforce solutions.
Absolutely.
So let's delve into that, because you have an incredible relationship that's off the ground and running now with Piper.
We do. Very excited that we've been working with them for about 18 months to create a program for Piper. As they continue to expand their workforce because of the needs, they're getting all sorts of orders for planes. They came to us and said, yes, it's great. They're running shifts all the time. I drove by there Sunday morning at 7 a.m. They were just getting off a Saturday night shift.
That's right.
So they've got plenty of orders going. And they came to us and said, we'd like to develop some new apprenticeship program where people can come in ground level, and then through a series of 18 months to 2 years, and we settled on the two-year model, that they're going to get experience in all the different shops. And they're looking to develop their next set of managers and middle-level managers. So this is a program that came to us, and we are working with them. And they started in the fall. They're full-time employees at Piper. They indoctrinate them into their processes and procedures. And we did some light work with them in the fall, doing some OSHA certifications and those kind of things. But they actually start their coursework here in January.
Ooh.
And so for the next 2 years or 18 months, the spring of 2021, they'll finish the apprenticeship program. But we're excited about that because it is the first in the state in aviation manufacturing. There are a lot of aviation programs in the state of Florida, mostly for flight school, and there's some mechanical. But this is the first time that an industry partner stepped up and said, we need to create a program in-house. And the state was very excited. I can tell you how excited they were. We sent the program to Tallahassee. It usually takes 3 months. We got it back in 3 days.
Wow.
So they're like, we want to approve this and get this out there.
We support this.
Yeah, yes. It's a model. And that just goes to show, again, to Piper's innovation and thinking that way. The growth of aviation is huge. Our main campus, Fort Pierce, actually is finishing the funding, hopefully this legislative session, to start a new innovative manufacturing building, which will include marine and aviation mechanical building, because this is a exploding market on the Treasure Coast. Surprisingly, I guess everybody's buying airplanes instead of cars. I don't know.
Wow, right?
It's just out there. Sebastian Airport, our regional, of course, Vero Beach, Fort Pierce, and down in Hickamfield, down in Wickenfield, down in Martin County, mm-hmm. all very popular. Okeechobee is getting some love. Their airport out there is becoming a regional hub to disperse products and things around the south part of Florida because they're centrally located in Okeechobee.
You certainly can get
to Naples, you can get to Fort Lauderdale, you can get up to us, you can get to Orlando, Tampa. So those things are growing. And again, being a community college, state college mantra where we're flexible and we can create programs pretty quickly, we're excited about that.
And in the fall, you'll be launching an electrical apprenticeship.
Absolutely. Again, looking at the workforce needs, listening to the community, the college made a grant proposal that was accepted to the state, and we received $3.8 million as part of the governor's funds to develop workforce-related programs. And with that money, we had several electrical companies here in Vero Beach who wrote letters of support. And so on main campus, we got the funding. It's going to create four new apprenticeship programs. But because our local businesses participated and supported us, I got the phone call saying, we're going to house this one in Vero. I'm like, yes,
wow.
Perfect. So the electrical apprenticeship program will run out of our campus, and we'll start that in the fall. And again, trying to meet that workforce need. There's so much need for electricians, as well as all the trades.
Yes.
But in this case, electrical apprenticeship is coming, and we hope to expand our welding program up here. That's one of the other things. It's a constant need for welders. Again, setting up a welding lab and all the OSHA regulations you got through is extremely expensive. It's not the teaching, it's the precautionary safety regulations.
Sure.
So the
infrastructure stuff.
It is. The infrastructure is tough to do. So, again, most of the time we put those in Fort Pierce because it's centrally located. But the electrical apprenticeship is going to be up in Vero, and we're excited to have it.
That is really exciting. We are going to quickly go on a break. I do want our listeners to be able to access the website and, mm-hmm. again, explore what classes are needed in any future programming that they want to pursue, register, pay for those classes, all conveniently online. What's the website one more time?
The college website is www.irsc.edu. So Indiana River State College, IRSC.edu for education. Very simple. It's a very clean website. We revamped
it
last year.
It's great.
If you go there and you're looking around, you'll see some icons at the top. Programs, boom, you're there. Register, you're there. Boom. So very easy, very accessible to get hold of, and we encourage everyone to go and take a look.
That is great. You are listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey everybody, how's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award-winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back. Happy New Year's Day, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Foxy Nails open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza. Go get yourself pampered in the new year. Guys, gals, kids too, all are welcome. Foxy Nails and the Hair Studio of Vero. You know, if you're looking for a change, you're setting some new goals and resolutions, perhaps you just want to have a different look about yourself. Hair Studio of Vero, the most affordable salon in all of Vero Beach. Melissa and her team will take great care of you. She's completely full. She has a bunch of stylists, including some real talented barbers that specialize in fades and designs and hot shaves just for the guys. And of course, an array of talent when it comes to styling and coloring us ladies. So we always look our best. So thank you to Hair Studio. Here in the studio, I have our provost of the Indian River State College Mueller campus, Mr. Casey Lunsford. And I am so glad that you're here because during our break, we were chatting a little bit about my team at White Glove Moving and Storage. Yeah, and you mentioned that we were able to help with relocating your dad a couple times.
You were. It's a quality service. The guys were great. But my dad moved to assisted living and then moved once to another one. And unfortunately, when he passed away, I used White Glove to bring his stuff to my house. First rate, top notch, always. And, and very, very pleased. And quite honestly, they're highly recommended by some of the higher end assisted livings in town.
Well,
they give very good recommendations. And we've had great success with that. And so I listened to some of the other sponsors. I thought, well, yeah, I use these folks here. No, I haven't done the nails. I'm sorry. That's not me. That's so not my style.
But you like jazz at the Blue Star.
Absolutely. Blue Star is a fabulous place to eat. And I love it when they had the jazz piano going in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. problem is it's hard to get a reservation over there. They're so popular. So
well,
it's a great place to go.
This is the time of year. Season's here.
It is. So,
make your reservations.
I encourage you to try that. It's fun downtown and bring a little bit of life down the 14th Avenue in that area. Continue to see that area grow. And again, I grew up in Vero Beach. So, you know, we moved here in 1966. So I'm getting like really
couple
old.
Years ago.
Yeah, you know, so.
He said during the break that where we are recording the show, that this used to be where he played baseball, you know?
Where you're recording now was an empty field, and we just kind of turned everything into an empty field, turned into a baseball or football field.
Logically. You
know, in the red.
But of course. And speaking of moving things, Indian River State College, our Mueller campus, recently inherited, if you will, mm-hmm. a new home for the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation.
Yep, we are very excited to have that. The Laura Riding Jackson Foundation, a couple of years ago, needed to move her home. If you know anything about Miss Jackson, she was a poet, world-renowned poet, in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And then she ended up moving to Walbasso with her husband, Mr. Jackson, and then continued to write and edit from Walbasso, of all places, and lived in her home until she passed away in 1991. No running water, no refrigerator, no electricity until the very end. Towards the end, she had some electricity. Well, her house has been restored by the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation and to not only keep her works alive, but also the historical part. And a few years ago, they were asked to need to move from the Environmental Learning Center where they're at because they'll be expanding. And there were some charrettes around town to talk about that opportunity. And I went to a couple of them and had a couple conversations. I said, you know, this is a perfect match for the college. And number one, she was an educator. She loved to write. I've learned that she was an environmentalist, loved Florida fauna. So part of the home and part of the restoration is they're going to put in a Florida garden, those kind of things. So bringing her to our county, onto our campus, brings the Florida history to our students. It brings literature and writing. It brings environmental science. To me, it was exciting because of the social science aspect. We always talk about poetry and we always talk about the history. But here it is on our campus now, touching, feeling.
Yes.
And being a musician, being a music director, I used to conduct our ensemble. We performed what I taught. Well, now our students can touch and feel Florida history. They can touch and feel writings of hers. And the foundation agreed to come out, and they've spent a lot of money to move the home. And it was kind of cool. They did a drone flyover of the entire
move.
Oh, it was
so cool to see in the paper,
very
online.
Neat.
It was awesome.
And they've been preparing for this moment. They will do their grand opening on Sunday, January 26th,
yep,
I believe it is.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure they'll be doing a lot more advertising about there in the next few weeks. But it'll be their grand unveiling. The house is there. They've got it in place. They've put everything in. Some final touches now with, starting with the garden and the things they'll be touching and growing. But we're excited to have them, and it's a great synergy. Our students will help do some of the tours. They're going to help learn through the classes.
So we'll be open to the public to come and experience.
Absolutely. And again, part of the reason they chose the college, we have the infrastructure. We have the nice parking lots. We got access to restrooms. Yes. We got plenty of room to grow. And they have the Brackett Library, which is a wonderful facility. They can do lectures there. They can do them in the Richardson Center if it's available. We can put them in classrooms. So, we're excited.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, the potential there is incredible.
So that Sunday, January 26th will be that opening unveiling. It'll be really exciting. And as we are in our last minute or so, mm-hmm. Mr. Lunsford, I would just like to highlight the Aspen Award because this is such a treat for our local area mm-hmm. to benefit from this. Can you just explain a little bit more about the significance?
It is. The Aspen Award is an award given biannually every other year by the Aspen Institute out of Colorado, but they also have a think tank in Washington. It's a conglomerate of different higher educational foundations, and they look around the country at innovation and different things. And IRSC has been on the radar screen. Now, you don't get to apply. They contact you to apply.
Aha.
And we've been involved with them about 6 or 7 years. And the significance for us is every time we would be nominated and then we'd apply, we kind of kept creeping up the chain. We were top 10, then we were top 3. And, of course, we were selected as the top college in America last year.
Woo.
And there's over 1,100 colleges of our size. So this is not a small award. But the thing that was exciting was the innovation. And then we've learned. As we continue to grow, we've learned from them and the connections they were able to make with Dr. Massey and our administration staff, we've learned to fine-tune what we do. So while they're looking at us and we're being innovative, we're also learning from them, and that's the thing. It's always about continued growth, continued development, and it's a significant award, and we're very, very proud to represent not only our region but also our state.
Rightfully
Florida.
So.
Florida has top-notch state colleges, and we're the best of those.
It just proves how special the Treasure Coast really is. And additional programming that is being offered now at Indian River State College includes the hospitality, the culinary, unveiling the Piper programming, and the electrical apprenticeships set for this fall. So irsc.edu.
Yep, and we encourage everyone to come out because IRSC is for everyone. It's not just for some. It is for everyone. So we encourage everybody to come see us.
Well said, Mr. Casey Lunsford. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Thanks for tuning in as we start off the new year. We will be back next week. Cheers.